the number of buses, taxis, and other vehicles on Kenya's roads is growing every day. Now, the country's first electric-powered motorbike is being made. The bike is designed to cut down on pollution and aimed at low-income communities. Most motorbikes used in Kenya depend on gasoline as fuel, but not this new motorbike. Its energy comes from sunlight. Three university students developed the new EcoTran bike. It captures the sun's energy, stores it in batteries, and uses it to charge the electric motor. Robert Achoget is one of the student inventors.
Our hope is that by the fifth year, we'll be able to cover the whole of Kenya with electric motorcycle so as to conserve the environment and provide affordable transport.
The students have set up a fueling station for the motorbikes in Nairobi. Riders can plug the bikes into any electrical outlet. The small battery can run for 70 kilometers when fully charged. Once the power is used up, the motorbike has to return to the fueling station while another charged battery is connected to the bike. The U.S. African Development Foundation is providing financing for two solar-powered charging stations in the Kenyan port of Kisumu. Each EcoTran bike cost about $700. One motorcycle taxi operator says the new bike costs less to operate than bikes running on traditional fuel.
When it comes to buying fuel, there's no need. It's basically good for various errands. Even though you won't carry quite a heavy load, you can go with it anywhere.
A Nairobi dealership is selling the EcoTran bikes. Businessman Kennedy Kisimba hopes they will become popular.
We want to know that they are more reliable compared to the gas-powered bikes. They are more efficient and they tend to last longer.
EcoTran plans to go to market with 40 bikes in 2016. I'm Marcia James.